Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 KKNW. And you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and among other wonderful things there, you'll find a picture of Dr. Nels and his beautiful Aloha shirt here in the studio, getting ready for the show today. And if you need to get a hold of Dr. Nels off the air, he's got a new website address. The NelsHealingMinistry.com still works, but the new website address is HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. And Dr. Nels
You're on Facebook too. What does everybody look for on Facebook?
Well, you can look for Healing Ministry for Animals.
That's what I kind of thought. Enough. Yeah, isn't that? I was going to say. I think that's the same on Facebook. But
yeah.
So go to Facebook, look, Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook as well.
Right.
You'll find him there.
And also, sometimes you know the search thing in Facebook sometimes leaves something to be desired. So if you can't just put in Healing Ministry for Animals and find me there, go to my website at Healing Ministry for Animals and click on the little Facebook icon, and it'll take you to
Facebook, to the right page. All right, and then if you need to call Dr. Nails, his phone number is 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. All right, we've got phone lines open if you would like to call. We do have one caller, and we're going to go do that right away. But if you would like a free remote session with Dr. Nails for you and or your animal friends, give us a call, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. And our email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. You can ask questions or make comments via email, but we can't just tune in. Like Nikki, you emailed us, but we can't just tune in to the email. We need you to call us or send us a photograph, something that Dr. Nails can get a connection with you guys. It would be better if you called. So anyway, let's head down to one of our favorite regulars in Bend, Oregon. It's Christine. Good morning, Christine. Welcome back to Animal World.
Yeah, usually you guys are so busy.
Well,
Well, it's the lovely weather. It's got everybody outside enjoying it. Good to talk to you, Christine.
And that's a good point to make, Christine, to tell everybody. Usually when Dr. Nails is on the phone, and like when Jude and Paul, it may be the same next week. It's supposed to be really sunny next weekend. We're usually slammed, and our phone lines are usually busy, and it's tough to get through. But today...
Hey, and I have a list of animals that could use help.
Well hey, Christine, guess what? You are the only caller in the queue right now.
Yeah.
That means we have lots of time.
So let's play.
So you can take other people's places here, and Dr. Nails is ready to go. So who's first on your list?
Well, first, the elder dog. I think she's 7 or 8 or something like that. But Coffee.
And she is like a Aussie.
She's Aussie and blue
healer.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, she, when she exercises or when she and Charlie are playing, she ignores the fact that she's going to be sore later, and she's all gung-ho. And I have to take them out to exercise them, otherwise they're both depressed.
Right, right.
But she it must be what? Is it an arthritic thing with her, or do you know?
No, she limps. I have no idea.
Ah.
She, maybe it's her foot. I haven't been able to figure out.
Is it a specific leg that she limps on, or does it move around?
I think it's always... I used to think it was just the back, because she didn't like me. I'd do gentle massages, or I'd try to do some recce. Now it's just don't touch her and do recce. Doesn't get crabby. She's just would rather I not.
Okay. Well, now so, Dr. Nails has already tuned in to Kavi.
Right.
Oh, good. I gave them both soup bones, those soup bones you get from, I forgot what's her name. And Charlie likes to take his around and bury it.
Ah, yes.
And Kavi will eat it, but this time she's got Kavi's. This time she took Charlie's bone before she lost interest, and she's chewing on it now.
All right.
Well, she's also getting a treatment from Dr. Nails, because he's got her hands on her.
Did you say which foot seems to be the limping one?
Right.
The right
rear?
Front right.
Right.
Front right.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I found some things in the neck. I'm working on the upper neck on the right, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, she's limping a little. She's finished with the bone, and she came limping over to me.
Okay, well, maybe she's understanding there's something going on. So I'm tuned in, and I've got a couple of points, also the lower rib cage area. Yeah, a lot of times they limp because there's irritation in the nerve system that creates a sensitivity, and it could be it even can be to the point where the muscles are uncoordinated and they get strained really easily. I remember I worked on this Labradoodle that was limping for a year, and then within 3 days of its first session, it was like 95% better.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, good. What do you think of that, Coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, I've got the first set of points are now pulsing together, so we'll see what else we find.
Okay. She's got her head on my knees.
Okay, we're going to move over to the other side, the left side, and balance that as well. And feeling for pulses starting to get, it's interesting when I do this work how the pulses start is, it's like you can imagine a little butterfly sort of beating on your fingertips, and it's just really this light fluttery feeling, and then it gets deeper and more, you know, pronounced and slower, and then it starts, it gets to the point where people can see my hands and they're kind of twitching a little bit, and we got good pulses coming in here. All right. Let's see if there's anything else with Kavi. Okay, yeah, the lower neck on the right now. And also the ribs just kind of behind that right shoulder. So we'll be working with those. So it does lead me to think that there's a been a blockage of energy through that from the shoulder, from the neck shoulder area
on down.
Okay,
because that's where you're feeling the blockages, huh?
Right.
Okay. Interesting. Now, Christine, do you have on Kavi on any supplements for soreness and stiffness?
Yeah, I finished the hip and joint.
Ah, the missing
and
link.
I went to the pet store, my favorite pet store. It's a small family-owned type.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't find their hip and joint. In fact, I couldn't find any of the products for that one. So now I'm working on the one that could be used for dogs and cats, and it's for coat and
The wellness blend.
Yeah,
that doesn't have the glucosamine and stuff in it that the hip and joint formula does.
No.
Did you talk to the pet store about bringing in Missing Link for you? They can certainly order it for you.
That's it. It's called Missing Link.
Missing Link.
Right now I'm using Skin Coat and more.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the glucosamine.
No, now, I went
The other options you've got now, the Nupro supplement, there's a hip and joint that also is really, really good. There's also the Connectin, which is my favorite.
Is Nupro put out by the same company or?
No, Nupro is a different company. Nupro, NuproSupplements.com.
They have that one.
They do have that one?
Yeah, they do have that one. So I'll go back today.
Yeah, get the Nupro hip and joint.
Yeah, I like taking care of the little people.
Absolutely. And Nupro, it's phenomenal. It's all human grade and really great testimonials. Okay, so it looks like Dr. Nell's...
Yes, I finished up with Kavi, and there was a lot to do on the right side of her neck and in the shoulder area. And then finally, sort of the icing on the cake, I reconnected that lower neck, upper shoulder area with the right foot as well, just to make sure the energy was all moving down there. And so
I'll continue Reke with her on that since you did that.
Right, thing. Right. So I
only
expect
I'll
things
give her some distance and
yeah.
She doesn't like me to do it close.
yeah. Some animals are like that. I had a dog that was part Aussie and she did not like
hands on
stuff. She would kind of like sometimes when I work with Robbie and he wants to roll on his back and
that's my dog.
Well, she would do that, but then she would like kick with all four feet at
me. Roll on her back and kick you. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, Charlie likes to be rubbed. He's part Aussie, part Sheltie.
Uh huh.
All right. So Kavi for now is done.
Yep, we're done with Kavi.
And we don't have anybody else on the phone, Christine. So you can be our welcome to Animal World, Christine. So, you're live with Dr. Nils.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, who do you want to work on next?
For my elder cat,
okay.
Cleopatra. Cleo.
Cleo.
Oh, wait, that's our second Cleopatra cat.
Of the day.
It's Cleopatra Day. Oh, isn't that fun? So you have a Cleopatra too. And how old is your Cleo?
You know, she's probably past 12.
Okay, 12 plus. What color is she?
White.
All right, she's a white
she has
too.
One green, one blue eye.
Oh.
Ah, okay.
And so, what's going on with Miss Cleopatra?
She's getting skinnier. So she doesn't eat much, and I've been rotating food, trying to find something she would like. So I do the thing of, you know, taking a can of food and holding it to me and saying, is this good for this cat?
Right.
And if I go rock forward, it's good for the cat. If I rock back, it's not. So usually I do Neutro. The Neutro?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually that's what I'd rather give them since you recommend that.
Well, Neutro is different than Nupro. Nupro, right. Nupro. Nupro only makes supplements.
Well,
they don't make food.
Oh, who does the Max?
That's Nutramax. That's with a T, not a P.
Max-Cat.
Yeah, but it's a completely different company.
Oh, the Neutro?
Yeah,
oh,
Neutro is a completely different than Nupro.
Okay. See, I'm doing these shorthand glancing at things. You know, shorthand, you just take the first few letters and...
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
I have...
I'm also giving them Evolve.
I thought I'd let you know I'm working on Cleo here, and I did find some...
With her?
Yeah, I found some things in the lower neck area, and maybe more significant to the digestion situation...
Right.
Is the one in the lower spine. That's a little lower than what I've done so far today. That's down at the middle part of the lower spine, and it definitely relates to things like the colon and such. So, so that would indicate that the energy blockage there might have made her digestion sluggish, and if we get this speeded up a little bit, she might feel like, oh, now I can get a little more food moved through here and eat a little more.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how she does after this session, because with, you know, she's well over 12, you know, she's up in that area where, you know, this hyperthyroidism can be a problem.
Right.
And of course, that losing weight and stuff is, you know, one of the first signs.
All right. And I'm finding similar on the other side here.
So you're doing the same thing on the other side.
Yep.
So Miss Cleo.
Ooh, that was interesting. I just got a...
did you get one of those zaps?
Yeah, I just got zapped.
Sometimes Dr. Nails gets zapped with it, and that... have you figured out what that means?
Well, it means that the energy's moving, that's for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's like, I think what happens is there gets to be a slight overload, so it doesn't just pass through my hands real smoothly, and so I get a little zap somewhere, and then it starts to smooth out right away.
I always get zapped when I'm getting out of my car, when I'm trying to open.
This isn't one of those zaps.
Not one of those zaps, huh?
No, this one is internal. I feel it like sometimes, like in this case, it was like somebody had stuck a needle through my left hand. And I'm not touching anything. It's just a little pinprick kind of a feeling, and then it usually passes in seconds. Every once in a while, I'll get a one that's like a deep ache that's a lot slower. And those are pretty painful. But fortunately, they don't last very long.
Oh, that's good.
So behavior modification using the painful method would not work on you.
Apparently not, because I keep coming back for more. All right, let's see how we're doing
here. A truly dedicated person.
All right, yeah. I'm not finding any more to do with Cleo here. We got her reset.
Yay, Cleo.
All right. So, guess what? No callers, other callers yet.
We better
Christine.
Put that number out there just in case.
All right. We do have wide open phone lines, folks, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. We'd love to hear from you. So, Christine, who's next on your list?
we have like three horses with Cushing, and the donkey.
At the equine rescue.
Yeah, and Louise. She's
now Louise is one of the donkeys, right?
Yeah, she's losing that excess hair, and normal hair is growing in, and I think it's because of you know, my recce and everything, but it's not working on some of the horses. So I was wondering if maybe you could check out some horses for me.
Well, describe, give me the name and describe one that you want me to check on.
Okay, his name is Woody. His best friend is Helen, who's blind. He's a huge horse. He's got a lot of muscle mass.
What color?
He's not a Clydesdale. He's all brown with black going through it.
He's a Clydesdale?
He's short of that.
Ah.
But he's a big guy.
He's a big horse, but not a draft horse.
Yeah.
Are you able to tune in to Woody?
Yeah, I think I have him here.
Uh-huh. And he's crabby.
And he's crabby. Okay, well, let's see what I've got here. All right, yeah, I need to rebalance his fight or flight system.
Oh, yeah.
And, okay. Does, do you brush him? Are you one of those people who's...
I can't even approach him. Oh. When I do recce with him, I have to stand a bit from the fence because his protection thing is quite large.
Oh, okay.
No, fight or flight. But he'll let me talk to him without him walking away.
Yeah.
That I have to keep my distance.
Okay, well, I'm way up here in Bellevue, Washington, so I feel safe.
And he would just walk away.
Yeah, he can't walk away from this. This is good. So yeah. I've got a hold of the right side of his neck, and if we had our hands on him, there'd be a big tight knot there, and then another spot on his lowest rib, and if I were to poke at it, he would definitely be flinching at that location. So this will help get him unlocked, and who knows, maybe he'll become a little bit more easy to get along with. We can hope for it. Okay, starting to get some pulses here. They're kind of funny. It's like ping pong back and forth. They need to synchronize for it to really work, so we're not quite there. Okay, now we're getting there. All right, good strong pulses on those. Let me see what else we find with him. And his name again is Woody, right? Woody?
Uh-huh. I think the owner of the rescue ranch used to ride him in shows.
Oh. Really? Wow. And he got that crabby now, huh?
So you did find something else to do.
Yeah, I've got more back just in front of the rump. I've got a little spot there on the lower spine area, as well as a little bit lower in the neck, still tight and wound up there. Those ones in the neck make them crabby. I remember working on a small Arab mare.
Uh-huh.
And they used to call her the B word because she was really not pleasant to be around.
Uh-huh.
And then after I had worked, and this is before I even started doing this kind of work, I was working with essentially a glorified reflex hammer, a little gun that gave a tap.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, with the little reflex gun, I found a spot on the side of her neck and cleared that up with that instrument, and I'll be darned, her whole demeanor changed from being grumpy and swishing her tail.
I could imagine having a crink in your neck and it hurts.
Yeah, and I've seen that many times now, that area seems to go along with a generally crabby demeanor. So,
they scratch themselves on their shelters and on everything else because they're trying to itch it, or, you know, maybe that's part of how they also throw their neck out.
Yeah.
Oh, and you found another place.
Yeah, I found another point. Here we go. On the left side, essentially we're mirroring the other side.
Tonight when I go, I've taken on the work of filling their water trough in the morning and at night.
Uh-huh.
So tonight when I go top off the water trough again, what I'll do is I'll take a peek at them.
So how far away do you live from the rescue, Helen?
Maybe about 6 to 10 minutes away.
Oh, so not too bad.
No,
if you're going twice a day.
I don't think there's any street lights. Nope. Just stop signs to worry about. It's still nice. We've got farmland and ranchland around.
All right.
As well as the city. I like it that way.
Okay, I'm still finding interesting things on this one.
Woody needed a lot of work here.
Yeah, yeah, Woody's...
He should feel better after all of this.
Goody, goody.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if you notice any changes with him,
yeah,
Christine.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I think you have my email. You can always send me an email if you...
Yeah, I think I was going to... Weren't we once talking about Louise and how I thought I found a way to help her get rid of her... Cushions.
I remember talking about it, but I don't remember
I don't remember
what.
The details either, but I remember you telling something.
Yeah, I'm just so ecstatic with it.
What did you do?
I'm letting her, well, she's a donkey, so she should be eating desert things, right?
Oh, that's
desert
right, you're letting her go out and graze.
Yeah, but on the desert, not on grass and green hay, and those two keep moving over to the green hay, and I have to keep pulling them away from the green hay. And just letting them eat desert things, you know, what we call weeds, but it's desert food. And I take them for walks. And I think all of that, for some reason, has rebalanced, because isn't it a thyroid problem?
Well, right, yes. It's related to thyroid and adrenals.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about it. I mean, somebody could certainly talk their way around me on that one.
Whatever it is, it's working with her.
Excellent, excellent. Now you found something else here. It looks like
I'm still working on the neck, and it feels like the last thing we'll need to do here, just balancing one side to the other.
Oh, excellent.
I was working on a horse the other day that that the only real comment was that this horse is kind of quirky, and you know, we'll have good days and bad days. And I was working and finished up on these same two points, and he dropped his head about a foot and a half, and then he just started doing this really low mumbling sound. And the woman, the owner, said, "Oh my goodness, what is that?" And I said, "That is a horse in bliss." Because he really was. He was just like so relaxed. He hadn't felt that way in a long time, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm getting good, strong pulses through here. Let me see if there's anything else. Nope, we're good to go. We got Woody squared away.
All right. So it'll be interesting to see how he does. Okay, Christine, now we do have another call. We've got to take care of advertisers here before we go to the other call. But I'm going to give you a choice, Christine.
Yes.
You can hold on if you'd like to, and we'll take care of our advertisers, and then we'll take care of Stephanie, and then we'll come back to you if we don't have other callers.
Yes,
or you can just call back a little later. Would you like to hold on?
Whichever is, you're doing me the favor, so whichever is easier.
If you want to hold on, it's fine. You can listen to the show while you're holding.
Okay.
Cool. All right. We'll put Christine back on hold. Stephanie, you're next, but we got to take care of advertisers in between. So hold on, Stephanie. We're coming to you after we take care of advertisers. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is in the studio. He's our bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner, and he does a wonderful job of connecting remotely and doing free treatments when he's here in the studio. We've been working on a bunch of Christine's animals and started on the rescue horses, but we've actually got another caller. Somebody come in from out of the sun. Probably had to get into the shade. So just know we've got open phone lines for the rest of the show. There are some open right now if you'd like to call. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And we can get email at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty, we are heading to Redmond and Stephanie. Stephanie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hello, Dr. Nels.
Hi, Stephanie.
So what's going on with me? I have had an ache in my left elbow for probably since April. I don't always notice it until like maybe I turn my arm a certain way, or if I go to lift something, or if I meditate. I can't meditate with like my palm up in my lap. I have to turn it on my arm to like a handshake position. Hold it that way.
All right. So as you're talking, I like to do muscle testing while people are talking to see if it brings up something.
Right.
I have not had the muscle test fail yet. So what I'm gonna do is tune in to you and see if we need to go at it through a different channel than just you thinking about the symptoms. So give me just a moment.
That's interesting because it's an ache in your left elbow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, and I know you're meditating. That's just the natural position is your palms up on your thighs, but you can't do that because your elbow aches?
Yeah, after a few minutes, it'll start aching. So
yeah. Okay, so what I found out is there's an ancestrally inherited type energy that is a problem. So what I want you to do, Stephanie, is just think the word ancestral, and now my muscle test fails. So that's the doorway we need to go through. And I'll find out what we do with that. And the feeling that comes up is powerlessness.
Mm.
So somewhere in your family history or past lives or however you choose to think about that, somebody had a situation with powerlessness that was a big deal, and it got passed down. And so what I'm going to do now is find our positive replacement for that. Oh, boy, today is Trust Day.
I think we've had trust
about every time. So focus on the feeling of trust, Stephanie, and I'll find out what we do with it.
Well, often when you do the show, we have patterns where it'll be the same words, or same situations. We've had two Cleopatras today, so Cleopatra and Trust Day so far.
Yeah. All right, Stephanie, so what I'm going to have you do is with your eyes closed, you're going to look down and to the right, and you'll be doing a slow, deep breath. When you get a full breath, hold it for about 3 seconds, and then slowly breathe out, hold it out for about 3 seconds, and do that over and over. You can start now, and you'll be looking down to the right, eyes closed, and you're going to be thinking trust and the number six.
Okay, so closed eyes, look down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, focusing on the word trust with the number six. Dr. Nails is waiting for those pulses to come in.
And I've got my hands positioned so that I'm actually contacting the left side of the back of her head and then the left side of her temple.
I was just going to say, it looks like you're working on her head.
Yeah. Usually that's what I'm doing with people most of the time. But it can be, you know, left side and right side. This side's all on the left side here. Okay, now we're getting some good pulses coming in. All right, so you can stop with the eyes closed and the breathing routine, and I'll retest by having you think the word ancestral, and that holds strong. And what I need to have you do next is close only your left eye, Stephanie.
Okay.
Okay, it took a moment for it to kick in, but now it's reacting, so I'll find out what to do with that. All right, and what you're going to do is you're going to, with only your left eye closed, look down and to the right and do the controlled breathing, just as you were, and you'll be thinking trust and the number six.
Eyes closed?
Adjust your left eye closed.
The left eye
and,
closed,
yeah.
Looking down to the
to
right.
To the right.
Slow, controlled breathing. Focusing on trust and the number six.
And this time, my hands, you'll notice my fingers are up in a different position, so I'm actually up on the forehead, just above the eyebrows.
Yeah, okay. I could tell you were on the top of the head somewhere.
Yeah, activating the frontal lobes. Okay, now we're getting good pulses here, so you can go ahead and breathe normally, eyes open, both eyes. And then just for a little double check on this, Stephanie, I'll have you close that left eye again.
Okay.
And I'm not getting any reaction. Okay, now we're going to check again. I want you to think about a time when your elbow aches. Pick one of the times when you really notice that your elbow aches. Okay. Well. Now that door is open. We can go through that
door. Now you can
door.
Work on that.
Yeah.
All right.
And we probably were working on it already, but it wasn't the priority where the big block
gotcha.
Was.
Yeah.
So the body always likes to go with what's the big deal first.
Right. So you had to clear some things first, but now you can actually get to the elbow.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to stick with trust and let's see. Okay, this time with your both eyes closed, you're going to be looking up and to the left, and you're going to do that controlled breathing, and you'll be thinking trust and the number six.
Okay, so close your eyes, look up to the left, slow, controlled breathing, focusing on trust and the number six.
And my fingers are on the temples this time. And now the pulses are coming in nice and strong, so you can breathe normally, eyes open again. And then, Stephanie, I'm going to have you think about that pain and when it bothers you, when you notice it the most. Okay, good. That's holding strong. All right, and I'm not finding anything else that we need to do. So, just curious, did you feel any sensations in your body while I was doing any of this?
No, I didn't.
Okay. That's pretty normal. Even when I'm working with people in their presence, they don't feel anything, but then we do a muscle test on them, and they'll notice that difference
that
right
changes,
away.
That changes, yeah. Well, and some people feel it, and some don't on the radio. It's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so Stephanie, Dr. Nils has done what your body can take today.
Okay, well, great. Well, that was fascinating.
Yeah, and I would suggest that you call us again next week.
Okay.
You know, because Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon are in. They do the harmonic energy shifting. They work with sound.
Okay.
Energy shifting. So you can report and let me know what you experienced this week, you know, and how your elbow's done and so forth. And then we can have Jude and Paul tune in and see what they can do.
Okay, excellent.
All righty?
Okay,
well, we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Right, thanks for calling
Stephanie.
Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty then. Let's see. Christine, you're going to stay on hold because we do have a couple of other callers. Let's get one more in. Let's take care of advertisers before we run out of time in the hour. We'll do that. And then Vivian, you're next. Carol's after that. And Christine is in the wings waiting. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's a bioenergetic synchronization technique day. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is in the house. We are taking your calls, and he's doing free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And let's see, we're going to go right back to the phones, and we're heading to Renton. And Vivian, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Hello,
oh,
Vivian.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. What can Dr. Nels help you with?
I have a question about I work at a veterinary clinic, and we had a puppy that was relinquished to the clinic, had some liver issues going on. And I was hoping to get some of your input on how best to take care of the little guy. He's only about 5 months old.
Ah, so now is he staying at the clinic or at your place, or what's going on there?
Right now he's at my home. My husband's home with him while I'm running some errands, but my coworker is his primary caretaker, and I'm...
Well, let's start with what is his name, because Dr. Nels is tuning in. What's the puppy's name?
Rufio, R-U-F-I-O.
Rufio, and what kind of dog is he?
He is a golden doodle labradoodle mix.
Oh, now they're mixing the two of them together,
yeah.
huh? Oh,
yeah.
Dear. Okay, and how old is this little guy?
About 5 months old.
5 months? And has he been...
4 or 5 months.
Was he a stray or abandoned?
No, he was relinquished. The breeder said, because the owner was having troubles, and the breeder said, well, just euthanize and I'll replace the puppy. And so we... the owner actually relinquished ownership to the clinic. So
I see.
Well,
bless your hearts for you guys trying to do something for this guy.
Well, he deserves to live. We don't know how long, but
So have you guys made any diagnosis as to actually what's going on other than just liver problems?
Possibly a liver stunt.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what I'm going to do is... I've found that there's a energy blockage, and basically it's, as I often do, what I call a basic reset,
mm-hmm.
which is resetting the autonomic nerve system.
And you've obviously been able to connect with him because you've got your hands working on him now.
Yep. And, you know, if there's an actual liver shunt, I don't know that I'm going to affect that.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand... maybe stranger things have happened. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you certainly, yeah. So, it's always the possibility.
Yeah. And
we see so many miracles in the patients that turn around when you work on them.
Right. And I think sometimes it's just that, you know, the liver shunt thing is an option, but maybe what's really happening is that due to maybe even birth trauma, for example, there was something that neurologically and energetically got way out of balance in the system. And it's just that the liver is not getting the full complement of energy and information it needs to do the job right. So that's another possibility, and in which case I would think that what I would do had, you know, could work.
Yeah.
So
well, let's think positive.
Here's hoping.
On that one. Yeah.
And I'm doing the balancing now. I've got the right side is starting to get the pulsations in both fingers indicating that that's working. And so, of course, I'm going to really want to be sure that you report back to either me or Martha or both. And you can find my contact information through my webpage at HealingMinistryForAnimals.com.
Definitely, I will.
Yeah, and Vivian, I'm going to say the same thing to you that I've said to other callers. It would be really great for you to call in again next week. And then you can give me a report on the what's going on, you know, with Rufio, and if anything's changed during the week, and if he's still with us, and then we can have Jude and Paul tune in as well.
Okay, I promise I will do that.
Excellent, because we, you know, obviously he needs all the help he can get.
Yeah.
And this was
we'd love to support you in your great rescue with this guy.
Right, and
Thank you. This
is interesting from my perspective because the points I often find mirror images,
right,
or something awfully close.
But you do the two points on one side of the body,
right,
and then the same points on the other side,
right,
of the body.
Exactly,
right?
And in this case, that's not what I found. I found a completely different set of points on the opposite side, and to my mind, that's a pretty good indication that probably there was a couple of big adaptations that had to be made for the body to be survivable, you know, to this point. So that's why we're getting something that's what I would call a more complicated pattern. Okay, and now we're starting to get some good pulsing there.
Well, that's real interesting because it would, you know, definitely indicates that there's something up with this guy.
Yeah. And I'm picking up, I needed to move my lower hand around to the chest. And front of the body contacts often do indicate a lot more having to do with organs specifically. Okay, I'm getting good pulsing here. And now we're going down to, and this is interesting because this is on the opposite side from the liver. This would be, if there was an organ contact, would be on the spleen. But what I actually find is because if there's an energy imbalance that's real serious, a lot of times we need to essentially pull energy away from one side into the other side. Yeah, and that's what appears to be going on here. We're working pretty much on the opposite side of what the liver is on, or the left side of the body here. Okay, and now we're getting good pulses there. And then we're going to do a couple up right on his head. And these are, I'm not exactly sure what they do, but I like to think of them as the good dog points.
The good dog points.
Yeah, because when I do them, I like to just think that I'm looking at the dog and saying, hey, good dog. And
he
I think it's
a good dog.
Got a big, you know, kind of calming influence. Okay, now we're getting some good strong pulses here. And we're done.
All right. So, Vivian, your job is to, you know, report back to us, let us know. Now, did you have a chance to jot down Dr. Nell's contact information?
Yes.
So you do have it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, excellent. Here so then you can report back him. But I would really appreciate it if you call us next week on the air.
I will.
And and very likely we'll have the same thing going on next week. It's supposed to be another really hot, beautiful weekend. And if that holds, we'll have a lot more open phone lines than we normally do. But
Yes.
So I'd love to have you call in, let us know how little Rufio is doing, and
okay.
Then we can have Jude and Paul tune in as well, okay?
Will do.
All righty, Vivian. Thanks for calling Animal World.
I thank you both so very much.
All You're right. welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, now we're going to head. I think we've had calls from Manchester, Washington. I'm not sure where that is. Does anybody know where that is? Mike knows where it is. Let's find out. Carol in Manchester, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nils Rasmussen.
Yeah, hi, Martha. Hi, Dr. Nils.
Hello there.
Remind me, where is Manchester?
Manchester is a small community east Port Orchard, and East Port Orchard is a waterfront community. Very beautiful.
All right, so how's the weather over there?
Gorgeous.
All right, so you're having beautiful weather too, huh?
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, thank you for taking the time to call us.
Oh, well, thank you.
So what can Dr. Nails do for you?
Okay, well, last month I broke my right wrist, but that's not the main reason that I'm calling.
Oh.
So, but if that happens to come up during what he's seeing, okay. But I think it's doing all right so far. But the main reason is that I think this might have something to do with some kind of PTSD revolving around going to the doctor or some kind of medical things. Or
so we're talking about you?
Yes, me.
Okay.
Yeah. When I have to go for a physical, I just get so nervous and butterflies and my blood pressure goes up and it's like everything I try to do to, you know, calm that down doesn't seem to work. But when I go to the dentist, I don't have that at all. You know, it's like most people, they're crazy afraid to go to the dentist, but that doesn't bother me at all. It's just having to do with a doctor or medical things.
Yeah. Oh,
and
interesting.
I think, you know, I don't know if it's, I don't believe it's from this lifetime.
No, usually that, I was just going to say, Carol, when people talk about that kind of thing, it's usually a past life connection or carryover. What's your take on it, Dr.
Interestingly enough, I was checking on Ancestral and I didn't get anything. And so then I was checking on, was it related to your birth? And I get a yes on that.
Ah.
So there may have been something kind of scary going on there. So... anyway, so that's where we're going to go first, is to that. So, because I tested that and that was reactive. So I will find out what we need to do.
Do you know, Carol, were you birthed in a hospital?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm picking up is, again, the feeling of powerlessness comes up. So I will find out what our positive is to replace that.
I'm wondering, while you're doing that, I'm wondering, do you know, did your mom want to do a natural birthing or something at home? Did she not want to birth in the hospital? Do you have any idea?
I don't really know, but she was probably really freaked out about being pregnant.
I would just want, you know, often when, you know, there's a birth, like you get a birth connection,
yeah.
It can be related to what the mother is feeling
sure,
at the time.
Sure, yeah. And so what I get as our positive replacement for the feeling of powerlessness is the feeling of devotion.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when I said that word to somebody, they thought that was a very negative word because they took it in a sort of a religious context and apparently they had some problems in that regard.
Uh-huh.
So what I would like people to know about the whole point of the feeling is it's about the feeling and not the context of the feeling. So in other words, devotion is not religious devotion. It's just
you
devotion.
You can be devoted to, well, you yeah, could be right. Olivia Newton-John and be hopelessly devoted right. to whoever.
To you, yeah.
That's what I think. When I hear devotion, I always think of that song, yeah. Hopelessly Devoted. So, and I love that song.
Yeah, it's a great yeah. one. So Carol, I want you to focus on the word devotion, and I'll find out how we use that for you.
Okay,
yeah, I've got it. And you're going to be with your eyes closed. You'll look down and to the right, and you're going to do some slow, controlled breathing with a pause at each end of your breath for about 3 seconds. And as you're doing that, you're going to be thinking devotion and the number 3.
Oh my, I haven't heard that number come up before.
Yeah.
That's no, weird. Okay, so eyes closed, Carol. Look down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, and focus on devotion and the number 3.
And when we do these positive words, I like people to know that what we're doing is we're essentially putting a vibration out that's going to be the opposite waveform. Now, it sounds kind of technical, but it's definitely not, because I believe every feeling has its exact vibrational waveform. And mm-hmm. I will often use different positive feelings on a, like if the word is powerlessness, you know, it might be trust, it might be devotion, it might be harmony, you know. So obviously those are 3 different waveforms, and yet just the right one in that person's system is the one that's going to do the best job of taking care of the negative vibration. In this case, we're, you know, getting rid of powerlessness.
All right,
so now I've got good strong pulses, so you can have both eyes open again, Carol.
Okay.
And let's see. So I just want you to think, you won't remember it probably, but just think about, you know, my birth time. And I'm not getting anything there. So now what I'm going to do is I'll have you think about going to the doctor and what you experience when you go to the doctor. Okay, and now that door is open, so we can work with that. And the feeling that comes up is vulnerable. So focus on that for a moment.
Okay.
And we're going to replace that with the feeling of trust.
Oh, we're back to that trust word again.
Focus on trust. Okay, and with your eyes closed, look down to the right. Do the slow, controlled breathing with a pause at each end of your breath. And you'll be thinking trust and the number 6.
All right, so close your eyes. Look down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, focus on trust, and the number 6.
And the purpose of all these little eye movements and thoughts and breathing is all to activate different brain centers that would then allow your body to recognize that it doesn't need to have a flight or fight response in relation to a feeling that's been stored in the unconscious. And so it's essentially resetting that response. Okay, so now you can breathe normally, eyes open again.
Okay.
And I'll have you go ahead and think about going to the doctor and what you experienced there. Okay, now I don't get
now.
A reaction. I do need to have you close only your left eye. So do that.
Okay.
And that's reactive. We're going to stick with trust. Okay, and you're going to have your eyes closed. You're going to be looking up and to the left. You're going to take a breath in and hold it. Hold it as long as you can while you think trust and the number 6. And this
so
is...
look up to... We have both eyes closed?
Yeah, both
or left
eyes
eye
closed.
Both
Wait. Do just your left eye closed.
Yeah.
If you had that both, do just your left eye
closed. Left eye closed, look up to the left, focus on, hold your breath, focusing on trust and number six.
You can go ahead and breathe now.
Oh, that's right. Well, we'll have her pass out here.
Yeah, sometimes it can take a while for those pulses to come in, though, and often they'll wait till the person's just about desperate.
Yeah, right. Where's the oxygen there?
Okay, so let's see. I'll have you close your left eye again so I can test that. And I'm not getting any reaction here. Let's just try closing only your right eye, and we'll check on that. Okay, no
That's
reaction
good.
There.
Excellent.
All right, and I don't find anything more that we need to do right now.
Super.
Oh, good. When I go to the doctor next month to get my physical, I'll give you a call and see how my blood pressure is.
Yeah, and here's what you're going to do in the meantime, is you're going to work with that feeling of trust, and I particularly want you to you just try to feel that feeling of trust about all things. You know, it's the big trust in God, trust in your body's healing ability. You might even think, you know, trusting that I'm safe, that kind of thing.
Yeah, right. She could focus on that when she actually is going to her appointment, right?
Whenever you think about going to an appointment, just remember to use your mantra, I trust.
I trust.
Yeah.
Right,
I trust.
Right.
I'm having a great experience. I'm safe.
Yeah.
All of that.
Another factor that comes into this is the fact that this physical depends on whether I can continue at my particular job or not. So
right.
If I don't pass the physical, then, you know.
Right. So that's a really good point. And and so when you're thinking about that, you know, what you might call high stakes kind of situation, again, you want to really focus on the feeling of I trust and turning it all over to a higher power.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I'll do that, yeah.
Yeah, because there's always the possibility with something like that, you know, you kind of get panicked about, oh, I won't be able to do this job anymore, but it may be that you'll be directed away from it for a reason, and that a wonderful other door would open up as a result. So you just trust the process.
Yeah. Right.
Okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right, Carol, thanks for calling Animal
Thank
World.
Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Namaste to you too, and we are closing out hour number two, firing up hour number three. If you'd like to get on the line with Dr. Nils, you can give us a call at 425-373-5527 or toll free at 1-888-298-5569. And Nikki, if you're out here, you sent us an email, but we need you to call if you want a treatment from Dr. Nils for you and Tiger. Give us a call. Otherwise, we're going back to Bend, Oregon and talk to Christine. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.